今天的题目是做了糊涂事。
Tonight's topic is acting foolishly.
按照圣经我们读经的进度。
According to our Bible reading initiative.
我们今天要学习一段，有一个人做了一件很糊涂的事情。
Tonight we will study a passage about a person who acted foolishly.
首先我们请打开撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
撒母耳记上第十三章第十三节。
First Samuel chapter 13, verse 13.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。若遵守，耶和华必在以色列中建立你的王位，直到永远。”
13. And Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, and he."Which he commanded you, for now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.
那个先知也是士师撒母耳，当着面跟当时的君王扫罗这样说。
So at the time the prophet Samuel spoke to King Saul about this.
你做了糊涂事了。
That you have acted foolishly.
什么叫糊涂呢？
What is foolishness?
就是头脑不是很清楚。
That is when a person's mind is not clear.
做了一些非常错误的决定。
That they made a wrong decision.
很多年之前呢，我在书店里面看到有一幅画。
Many years ago in a bookstore, I saw a painting.
那么有一些字写在上面。
And there were some words that were written.
写着四个字，中文叫做“懒得糊涂”。
And it says that.
懒得就是说，也没有关系嘛，懒得有这种机会啊，懒得糊涂。
That rarely foolish.
就是说我也不晓得怎么办啊，就是偶尔糊涂一下其实没有什么关系的，大概是这个意思。
That has the meaning that sometimes it's okay to be when you make a foolish mistake.
听起来好像很对。
And from the sound of it, it seems right.
人生何必那么认真。
That why take life so seriously?
有时都应该可以容许自己糊涂一下。
That sometimes you should allow yourself to be foolish.
但是我们要想想，看你在什么事情上面糊涂。
But we have to think about in what area are we acting foolishly.
如果你出门忘记带钥匙，这些也算是糊涂。
That if you leave the house without your keys, that is foolishness.
但是如果你出门忘记关火，那个是很大的糊涂，房子可能就会烧掉。
But if you left the house without turning off the stove, then that is a great, foolish mistake.
如果你在属灵的事情上面糊涂，可能就会影响。你的得救的恩典。
And if a person is foolish in their spiritual life, then that may jeopardize their salvation.
那这一章里面呢，这个第一个以色列的第一个君王扫罗，他就做了一件很糊涂的事。
So here, the first king of Israel, King Saul, he made a foolish mistake.
这个是一个很大的糊涂，不是小的糊涂。
And this is a great foolishness, not just a minor one.
以致神离弃他，不要他继续来做王。
And because of this, God rejected him as king.
到底他在什么事情上面糊涂了？
So in what area was he foolish?
我们有什么见解不要跟他一样呢？
And how can we learn not to be like him?
我们先来看看这个故事的背景。
So let's look at the background of the story.
就从第十三章的第一节开始看。
Starting from chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
请读。
Verse 1, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel. 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in the mountains of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Geba of Benjamin. The rest of the people he sent away, every man to his tent. And Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, Let the Hebrews hear. For now all Israel heard it said,that Saul had attacked the garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel had also become an abomination to the Philistines, and the people were called together to Saul at Gilgal.
这几节告诉我们故事的背景。
So these four verses tell us the background of the story.
那个扫罗他是以色列第一个君王。
The Saul was the first king of Israel.
他登基才第二年就发生以下的事情。
That during his second year of his reign, this event happened.
他就把他的百姓、他的军队聚集起来。
He gathered all his army in one place.
总共挑选了3000人。
And he chose for himself 3,000 men.
那这3000人呢，是以色列立国刚刚开始立国的常备的军队。
And these 3,000 men were the initial army of the kingdom of Israel.
大概经过一年的整合跟训练。
Approximately, they had 1 year of training.
然后呢，扫罗呢就想说要做一些事情了。
Then Saul decided to do some things with them.
啊，他就想说了，我要来打一场仗。
So he thought to himself that he will start a war.
啊，我要去攻击，我们要来去攻击这个腓力斯人。
That he's going to attack the Philistines.
啊，那么想想整个以色列百姓现在发生什么事情
？So if you think about all the events that are happening at this time.
啊，表面上来说啊，是一个进步。
On the surface, it seems that the country is improving.
因为是有了君王。
Because now they have a king.
有了常备的军队。
And they have a reserved army.
那要准备去打仗。
They're about to go to war.
啊，以前是挨打，现在去打别人。
Before they were being attacked, but now they can attack others.
那表面上都是在进步啊，国家进步啊。
So on the surface, the country was improving.
其实呢，从属灵上来看呢，它就是退步。
But actually, from the spiritual perspective, they were degrading.
因为神不喜欢以色列百姓当中有君王的，其实。
Because God does not like the children of Israel to have their own king.
因为神本来就是他们的君王。
Because God is their king.
他们勉强要一个王，神就勉强给他们。
But since they wanted to have a king, God relented and allowed them to have a king.
那现在呢？这个君王呢，自己训练一堆军队要去打仗。
Now this king have gathered for himself an army to fight.
啊，又没有去求问神。
And they did not inquire of God.
到底可以不可以？
Whether or not they can.
我们看民数记的第27章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 7.
27. 民数记27章21节。
Numbers, chapter 27, verse 21.
这也是记载啊，这个百姓的带领者以后要怎么样做。
Here it tells us what the leader of the Israel should be like.
27章21节。
Chapter 27, verse 21.
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭着乌灵的判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。他和全以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。
21, he shall stand before Eleazar, the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgments of the Urim. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in. He and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation.
这是讲约书亚。
So here's talking about Joshua.
他要成为以色列带领者。
That he became the next leader of Israel.
那是不是他自己在带领呢？
But was he the one that was leading?
不是。
It wasn't.
他要去祭司面前，大小事情都要透过祭司来求问神，可以不可以？
Whether great or small, he has to bring the matter before the priest to ask God whether or not he can do it.
可以的才做，不行的话不行做。
And he will only do something that is allowed and not do something when it's not.
但现在呢？各个人都觉得自己是王了。
But since everyone thinks they are king,
在整个四世时代已经个人任意而行。
That during the time of Judges, everyone did was right in their own eye.
现在有了第一个君王。
And now they have their first king.
这个扫罗他还觉得自己可以为神做点事，或者是为国家做点事。
Saul, he also felt that he could do something for the country.
结果呢，他就没有求问神。
So he did not inquire of God.
就凭着这3000个人呢，就要去打人家腓力斯。
So he uses 3,000 men to fight the Philistines.
那腓力斯有多少人呢？
So, but how many people did the Philistines had?
第五节说，腓力斯至少有三车子啊，都有30,000辆。
So in verse 5 tells us that they had 30,000 chariots.
马兵啊，6,000人。
And 6,000 horsemen.
步兵呢就不用说了，多到不能数。
And people as the sand of the sea.
所以你才有3000人，你就要去打别人几千千万万人。
So they only have 3,000 men, and they want to fight an ocean of people.
除非你有从神来的很明确的指示。
And unless they had the direct revelation from God.
或者是除非别人来打你，你非不得已你要去保卫自己。
Or unless someone comes to attack you and you need to defend for yourself.
不然呢，也不应该在国家他在登基第二年来做这个事情。
Or else he should not be doing this on his second year of his kingship.
有人就说，哎，他很有信心啊，他三千人就去打别人几十万。
And some people may say that he have a lot of faith, so he uses 3,000 men to fight.
不是这样讲。
It's not like this.
这个叫做不自量力。
This is not calculating.
因为不是神叫你去的，你自己要去。
Because it's not God who sent him, but him himself who wanted to go.
你没有算一下你自己有几多多少人，别人有多少人。
He did not calculate how many men he had and how many men his enemy had.
主动去攻击以色列腓力斯。
So he took the initiative to fight his enemies.
所以这个告诉我们一件事情。
So this tells us one thing.
我们看事情也不可以看表面。
That when we look at something, we should not look at the surface.
表面上看来以色列国啊越来越好了。
On the surface, it seems that the kingdom of Israel was getting better.
有王啊，有军队。
They have a king and an army.
还去打别人。
And they get to fight others.
很有信心，很有野心啊。
And they have a lot of faith and a lot of aggression.
其实呢，都在退步。
But actually, they were degrading.
都离开神了，越来越远。
They had left God very far away.
啊，所以这个就是故事的背景。
So this is the background of the story.
那扫罗王做了王第二年呢，他就开始糊涂了。
So on his second year of his reign, Saul became foolish.
啊，有一些人呢
，some people，
他一开始很好。
They started as very well, good.
到中年的时候呢，糊涂了。
But in their middle age, they become foolish.
啊，中年有所谓的中年危机。
This so-called the middle age crisis.
有一些人呢，中年的时候都很好。
Some people in their middle age, they were still very well.
但是他老的时候呢，糊涂啊。
But once they get to the older age, then they become foolish.
那扫罗呢，其实也没有很老。
But Saul was actually not that old.
这里说第一节中文圣经说他登基的时候四十岁。
In the Chinese version, it says that he was 40 years old when he reigned.
才做王第二年，他就糊涂了。
So on the second year of his reign, he became foolish.
所以这是一个典型的中年危机，中年糊涂的人。
So this is the perfect person to describe a middle age crisis.
啊，或者是呢，典型的那种啊，平常谦卑卑微的时候，头脑还正常；如果一拿到权位的时候呢，他就糊涂了。
Or the standard person who becomes foolish when they gain power.
啊，这个是一个。让我们值得思考的问题。
So this deserves our meditation.
每一个人都有可能糊涂。
Because all of us could become foolish.
如果我们不小心。
If we are not careful.
下一个糊涂人就是我们。
The next foolish person will become us.
不管你几岁。
No matter what age you are.
不管你现在多好。
No matter how good you are.
因为扫罗之前也很好。
Because before Saul was a very good person.
但是一下子呢就变得很糊涂了。
But suddenly he became a foolish person.
他在哪里糊涂呢？
So where did he become foolish?
我们从这一章里面呢。第十三章里面可以整理出来几点。
So from chapter 13, we can see a few points.
第一点呢
，First，
就是他的糊涂在于扫罗以为自己可以，因为是王，就不用遵守神的话。
First, he thought that because he was king, he did not need to obey the commandment of God.
那当时候，撒母耳本来说要来献祭。
Originally, Samuel said that he will come to make a sacrifice.
但是呢，撒母耳就没有来。
But Samuel did not come.
至少呢，等了七天都还没有来。
And at least they waited for seven days, and he did not come.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
八节到第十一节。
From verse 8.
八节到第十节。
From verse 8 to 10. It said he waited seven days according to the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Nine, so Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. Ten, now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him and he might greet him.
啊，这里说扫罗啊，他献祭。
So here it says that Saul made a burnt offering.
那么献祭本身是一件好的事情。
Burnt offerings itself is a good thing.
因为献祭代表说你对神有所礼物要献给神。
Because offering means that you have a present to show God.
代表说你向神祷告。
It means that you are praying to God.
代表说你向神求问。
It means you are requesting of God.
也代表分别为圣。
It means you are being separated.
所以献祭是旧约当中，在摩西律法里面一个拜神所有当中的最重要的一个动作。
So offering was one of the most important actions in the Old Testament.
啊，但是为什么扫罗这里做一个很糊涂的事情
？So why did Saul do something foolish?
关键不是。他不是献祭这个事情本身。
The main point is not that he offered,
而是应该他等撒母耳来让撒母耳献祭。
But that he should have waited for Samuel to come to make the offering.
因为在摩西律法里面已经讲得很清楚了。
Because in the law of Moses, it was very clear.
献祭是亚伦的子孙，利未人的后代，这是亚伦的子孙做大祭司或者祭司才能够做的事情。
That the offering was something done.Only by the descendants of Aaron and the Levites.
不是君王，也不是别的十一个支派的人可以做的事。
It was not something that a king or the other 11 tribes should do.
无论你的地位有在社会地位有多高。
No matter how high a person's status is in the world.
无论你的政治地位有多高。
Or the political power.
只要你不是祭司。
As long as they are not a priest.
绝对不可以献祭。
Then they cannot make an offering.
这是神给的律例的话语。
And this is the commandment of God.
就好像一条界限。
Just like a boundary.
这条界限呢是绝对不可越过去的。
That you cannot cross this boundary.
在这个界限之内的一些错误，神有时候可以容许，神也是可以怜悯。
That within the mistakes within this boundary, it is acceptable before God.
但是呢，当你过了这条界限
，But when you cross the boundary,
神就会出手。
Then God Himself will.
神就会不喜悦。
He will not be pleased.
啊，我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第五章二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22.
耶利米书的五章二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22.
五章二十二节，
Chapter 5, verse 22.
耶和华说, 你们怎么不惧怕我呢? 我以永远的定力, 用沙为海的界限, 水不得越过, 因此你们在我面前还不战惊吗? 波浪虽然翻腾, 却不能, 逾越, 虽然无轮, 却不能过去。
22, do you not fear me, says the Lord, will you not tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it, and it though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail, though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it.
23节, 但这百姓有背叛悖逆的心, 他们叛我而去。
23, but this people has a defiant and rebellious heart, and they revolted and departed.
啊, 这里神啊, 这里圣经, 神说用一个比喻啊, 就好像神, 虽然海那么大, 但是神也要为大海定一个界限。
So here God is making an analogy that even though the sea is so great, but there is a boundary for the sea itself.
我们去海边看啊, 有时候那个浪啊, 一个一个打上来, 但是就是打到海滩那边, 那个沙那边, 就不能再上去了。
But when we go to a beach, we see the waves coming towards the land, but the boundary is the beach.
连海那么大都有界限。
Even something as great as the sea, there is a boundary.
神呢用他的律例 典章作为永远的界限，永远的定力。
But God uses His law as the eternal boundary.
真的，我们人生每一个事情、每一个环节，神都有为我们定界限。
And God has placed a boundary in every part of our lives.
比如说男女之间，如果你不是夫妻的话
，For example, between man and woman, if you are not a couple,
你异性，不管你是什么年纪，都有一条界限，不能够太过亲密，也不能够太过靠近。
That no matter what age you are, you cannot be too close.
你这个界限过了。 你就会发生问题,
that if you cross this boundary, then there will be mistakes.
啊, 神给我们赚钱, 但是呢, 我们按什么钱可以赚, 什么钱不可以赚, 有道德的界限。
That when it comes to making money, there is a boundary for what kind of money you can make.
好了, 同样的, 做圣工也是一样。
And also, likewise for holy work.
啊, 做圣工也有界限。
There's also a boundary for holy work.
有一些职分, 他讲得很清楚。
That there are some roles that are very clear.
啊, 譬如说, 君王他是管国家打仗政治的。
For example, a king has the responsibility of governing the country and going to war.
他就不可以越过那条界限跑去献祭。
That he cannot cross the boundary to go and make an offering.
因为献祭是祭祀的事情。
Because offerings are the duties of the priest.
有时候我们会想啊, 神怎么那么严, 王都可以做全国这么重要的事的, 为什么献祭不给他这样做呢?
Sometimes we may think, how come God is so strict? How come that a king cannot make an offering?
啊, 小时候我读圣经的时候也有这样想。
And when I was younger, I had this kind of thought.
神都那么严呢?
That God is so strict.
就献那一次祭, 神就不要他了。
Just because of one offering that God rejected him.
啊, 为什么那么严格?
Why was he so strict?
后来我在查考圣经。
And later when I studied the Bible.
他研究了附近当时其他国家外邦的国度啊, 他们宗教跟政治, 这是合一的。
That when I studied that the surrounding countries, their religion and politics were very united.
啊, 譬如说像埃及,
For example, Egypt.
法老王啊, 是全国的这个帝王, 他是控制政治的, 是没有错。
That the king of Egypt was the political figure.
但是呢, 法老本身呢, 也是宗教界的, 整个拜太阳教, 整个这个埃及的, 神当中的对于神的儿子, 也是祭司所敬奉的, 祭司也要听他的。
But at the same time, the Pharaoh is also a religious figure that even the priests have to worship.
啊, 埃及人也拜法老。
And the Egyptians, they also worship their Pharaoh.
所以法老是政治跟宗教最高的领导人。
So the Pharaoh was the one person who represents both religion and politics.
神就不希望在 以色列国当中啊，有这种的像外邦的这样的行为。
But God does not want His people to have the same kind of behavior as the Gentiles.
虽然我拣选你做王，
even though I have chosen you as king，
但是你不是祭司。
But you are not a priest.
你在献祭上面一点特权、一点责任都没有。
That they have no part in any offering.
在宗教的事情上面，你要谦卑。
And they have to be humble in the presence of the religion.
你要听祭司说了。
That you have to listen to a priest.
这样才可以让他有谦卑的这个范围。
Then there is a boundary for their humility.
他才会知道我是一个人, 我不是神。
That way they know that they are just a man, not God.
如果扫罗献祭了, 这代表不是他这一次献祭而已。
And if Saul were to make an offering, it would not just be his this one-time mistake.
扫罗献祭其实代表的心中他代表说, 我自己也可以在宗教方面, 在心上面也是做一个主人。
But from Saul's a mistake. We see that his heart tells a lot that he thinks he is almost like a God.
再讲清楚一点，他就是要坐到神的位置上面的。
And to say more clearly, Saul wants to have the position of God.
因为他要拿到这个主权。
Because he wants to have this authority.
他只要想拿到不是属于他的主权，就是越过界限了。
But if he tries to reach for something that's not within his boundary, then that is his mistake.
这个就是扫罗所犯的致命的错误的糊涂啊。
And that is the his foolishness.
今天我们在教会里面服侍神。
And today when we serve in church,
但是我们要记住一件事情。
We need to remember one thing.
神给我们每个人有自己的界限。
That God has given all of us a boundary.
这个界限到最后是神的话语。
And at the end, this boundary is the word of God.
我们不可以超过神的话。
We cannot surpass the word of God.
不管你是传道人。
Whether you are a preacher,
是老师。
Or a teacher.
是长职。
Or a senior member.
是信了一个很久的信徒。
Or you've been a member for a long time.
我们每一个人在神面前都没有特权。
That in the eyes of God, none of us have any special rights.
虽然我们在传讲神的话,
that even though we are speaking the word of God,
不代表我们可以不遵守神的话,
but it does not mean that we do not obey the word of God.
反而遵守传讲神的话的人要更要谦卑去遵守神的话。
But in fact, those who teach the word of God, they should make more of an effort to obey the word of God.
扫罗他太糊涂了。
So Saul was very foolish.
他以为有特权。
He thought that he had a special right.
他以为说我有这个主权。
He thinks that he had this authority.
他也可能以为一次没有所谓。
Maybe he thought that this one time is not a problem.
但是这个界限一过了，一次就致命了。
But once he crossed his boundary, once that required of his life.
他的心已经不是真正的谦卑了。
So his heart was no longer truly humble.
所以我们要在神面前谦卑自己。
So we need to be humble in the eyes of God.
一定要守住这条界限。
We must be within this boundary.
那怎么守这条界限呢？
So how do we be within this boundary?
谦卑很重要。
Humility is important.
其实扫罗不能守这条界限，最重要是他不谦卑。
The reason, one of the reasons why Saul cannot observe this boundary is that is because of his lack of humility.
他觉得他可以做不是自己工作范围所做的事情。
He thought he could do something outside of his responsibility.
他可以不接受别人的安排。
That he can reject the arrangement of God.
这个是我们要注意的。
So that's something we need to be careful.
有些时候教会里面会发生这种的事情。
And sometimes in church, this kind of things happen.
有些人意见很强。
That some people's opinions are strong.
无论是主会的决定啊，信徒大会的决定啊，他不喜欢。
That they do not like the decisions from the church council or the annual general meeting.
然后呢，他都有很强烈的意见。
So they have their strong opinions.
但是呢，这样子呢，对自己也很不好。
But it's not good for themselves.
因为教会既然是大家的，透过祷告、圣灵的引导决定。
Because decisions are made through the prayer and through God's guidance.
我们信徒的界限就是要去接受，要去顺服。开会的决定，我们都是顺服。
And as members, our boundary is that we need to accept whatever decision the church has made.
我们要晓得自己的界限在哪里。
So we need to know where our boundaries is.
信徒有信徒的责任。
That members have their members' responsibility.
长职传道有长职传道的责任。
And the preachers and ministers have their responsibilities.
负责人会有他们的责任、职权。
And the church council have their rights and their responsibilities.
所以在神的教会里面，如果互相的尊重。
So if we were to respect each other in the church.
然后呢，尊重神的带领。
And to respect the guidance of God.
就不会像扫罗这样，以为自己很精明，结果是糊涂了。
So we will not turn out to be like Saul that. He thinks he's smart, but he's very foolish.
那扫罗第二个糊涂的是什么？
So what is the second foolish mistake of Saul?
他以为一切的事情都是以他自己为中心的。
He is very self-centered in everything.
这次的这个军事的这个打仗。
In this war.
表面上是为了神，也为了以色列百姓。
On the surface, it seemed like it was for God and for the people.
但是仔细看看，扫罗从他讲话里面可以看到，这个整个事情是为了谁？
But from this, what Saul is saying, you can see who this war is for.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十三章第十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
十一节。
11. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Mishmash."
十二节。
12. Then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering.
好，你看，撒母耳问他说，你到底做了什么事情
？So Samuel asked him, "What have you done?"
那个时候呢，扫罗刚上去献完祭回来了。
So Saul had just finished his offering.
其实撒母耳问的所希望得到的答案就是说，我错了，我不应该献祭。
When Samuel asked his question, he was looking for the answer like that I have sinned by making this offering.
但是呢，他就回答了很多。
But Saul had a long response.
他回答什么呢？
What did he say?
你可以数数看，这句话里面有几个我。
That from what he said, how many eyes were there?
他说，我见百姓，你看我。
That I saw the people.
第十二节说，我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告，所以呢，非利士人来攻击我，那我就勉强去献祭了。
And from verse 12 says, Then I said the Philistines will come, and I have not made supplication, and I felt compelled.
这样数起来啊，至少有六次讲到他自己。
So in this two verses, you see six times that he's used the word I.
撒母耳问他说，你做了什么？他很强调他自己。
So when Samuel asked him, what have you done? He emphasized himself.
整个过程当中啊，没有提到神。
That in this whole process, he never thought about God.
他没有说，哎呀，神希望我去这样说。
That he never,
当然他神知道神不希望他这样做。
That he never thought that, oh, that it was God who wanted me to do this, but of course God did not want him to.
没有说是为了百姓，也不是为了国家。
And it was not for his country or for his people.
在他整个头脑里面的计算呢，他很会算，他也可能也是一个政治家，他所计算的就是他这一次第一个军事的行动一定要成功。
And because he was very calculative, maybe he thought that in this first battle he has to win.
也难免了，如果一个政治家来说啊，刚上做王第二年一定要有所作为。
And as a politician, especially if you're a king, you have to do something significant in your second year.
最好的作为就是要军事上的一些胜利。
And the best way to show is that he wins a victory.
因为打赢一次仗啊，内部作为支持率就会更高。
Because when you win a war, then you will have a lot more supporters.
那他的王位呢就会更稳固。
Then his kingship will be a lot more firm.
然后呢，所以他才召聚众人呢，要来打这个仗。
So he gathered people to go and fight this war.
结果他计算也太过简单。
But his calculation was too simple.
他以为一呼百应啊，一召可以几十万人来，结果也没有，才来三千人。
That he thought that maybe he could gather tens of thousands of people, but instead he only gathered 3,000.
那这三千人也不是很会打仗。
And these 3,000 people were not experts.
还有呢？听到菲利斯人来那么多人，脚就软了，很多就跑回家了。
And when he heard that there's so many enemies, he must have became soft and became afraid.
有些躲起来。
And some people may want to go home.
所以他这次计算呢，有点算错了。
So his calculation was off.
人也跑回家了。
People went home.
如果这次打输了
，And if he were to lose this war,
那我的王位不是很不稳吗
？Then wouldn't his kingship be unstable?
我这个王还做得下去吗
？Then how can he still be a king?
所以他一定要赶快打。
So he must win this war.
一定要把神也搬出来了，希望神在我们这一边，所以要献祭一下。
So he needs to bring God out and to make an offering.
所以表面上是在献祭。
So on the surface, it was to make an offering.
其实他是为了谁
？But who was it really for?
不是真的为了想献祭。
It wasn't to make an offering.
不是真的是为了神。
It wasn't for God.
表面是为了什么
？So what was it for?
都为了自己。
It was for himself.
但是呢，都讲得很好听。
And even though he said so many good words,
但是从他的讲话当中呢，也反映他心里面所想的是什么。
But from his words, we can see what was in his heart.
他以为神也不知道这个事。
And he thought that God did not know of this.
他可能以为撒母耳也不知道这个事。
Maybe he thought that Samuel didn't know either.
这个是太糊涂了。
But this was foolishness.
神怎么会不知道你想什么
？How can God know what you are thinking?
你真正的是为了神，还是你真正为了自己？神都很清楚。
Whether you are doing it for God or for himself, God knows the clearest.
还有啊。真正属灵的人，敬畏神的人，他也会看得出来。
And also those who truly fear God, they can also tell.
如果要用政治的手法去玩弄、去把玩这些民意啊，来去为好表面上为神做事，其实为自己，这个在神面前是很脏的。
And to use political strategies to do these kind of things to God, that this is evil.
所以我才后来才了解，为什么神就马上决定这个人不能再用了。
So how come?God immediately know that this person can no longer be used.
这种人继续用下去的话，肯定我的百姓，我的国家肯定会不用等几百年就灭亡了，可能明年就灭亡了。
Because if you continue to use this kind of person, then maybe in the next few years the country will collapse.
所以不能用。
So God cannot use it.
所以这个告诉我们一个非常大的一个警醒。
So this gives us a great warning.
我们不要糊涂。
That we cannot be foolish.
我们在教会服侍神也好，为做圣工或者是为神奉献各样的活。
That in any kind of offering or servitude that we make,
一定要搞清楚你到底是为谁来做这个事。
That we must be clear on who am I doing this for.
我们做这个事的时候，最重要的动机是什么
？That what is our motive for doing holy work?
这个也不用跟别人讲，也不用讲得很好听。
And we don't need to tell anyone or to make it sound very pretty.
这个事情你自己知道。
Only you know for yourself.
你为这个事，你做这个事，你奉献这个东西，你为是为了是什么缘故？
Now, what is the reason that you're making this offering or serving?
是让别人很喜欢你吗？
Is this so that people can like you?
是让别人对你肯定吗？
Is this so that people can acknowledge you?
希望别人来捧你吗？
Is it for people to praise you?
啊，希望别人会支持你吗？
Is it so that people can support you?
还是你真心的为了神，为了选民他来做的事？
Or is it truly for God and His people?
啊，譬如说唱诗。
For example, singing hymns.
你为什么来唱？
Why do you sing hymns?
你为了唱的好听，让别人鼓掌来唱呢？还是你唱的时候，无论唱的怎么样，我把这个诗歌就赞美神？
Is it so that you can sing very well and so that people can praise you or you truly offer this praise to God?
啊，或者做圣工。
Or serving church.
你做的是为别人看得到来赞美你一句，鼓励你一下呢？还是根本别人不知道，你还是很高兴的去做？
Do you serve when there are many praises or even though when no one is looking, you continue to serve?
如果你是为了神做，
If you are doing it for God,
别人看不见，你也不会很在意。
Even if no one sees, then you wouldn't care.
别人误会了你，你也不会很在意。
Even if people misunderstand, you would not care.
因为你根本不是为别人做。
Because you are not doing it for people.
但是如果你是为自己做了，
But you are doing it for yourself.
当你得不到某一种的报偿的时候，
When you cannot receive your reward,
你心中就没有平安了。
Then in your heart, you will no longer have peace.
为什么扫罗要急着献祭？
So why was Saul such a rush to make an offering?
因为他没有了平安呢。
Because he did not have peace.
没有了安全感呢。
He does not have a sense of security.
大家走了，不支持他了。
That people are leaving and no longer supporting him.
怎么样可以忍受大家不支持他？
So how can he endure that people are neglecting
him? 所以他就急了。
So he rushed.
急了，心中里面那个自我那个骄傲又露出来了。
And that showed his pride in his heart.
骄傲来，神就走了。
And when pride comes, God leaves.
这个是属灵的道理啊。
So this is a spiritual teaching.
太糊涂了。
That this is foolishness.
表面上是为了神。
On the surface, it was for God.
其实是为了自己。
But it was actually for himself.
以为大家不知道。
Even though he thinks that no one knows.
到最后，神让大家都知道。
But in the end, God lets everyone know.
所以我们今天也要思考。
So today we also have to meditate.
我们看这个以西结书的二十九章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 29.
以西结二十九章
Ezekiel,、
啊、对不起以赛亚二十九章
Isaiah chapter 29
十三节
verse 13
二十九章十三节
Isaiah 29 verse 13
主说因为这百姓亲近我用嘴唇尊敬我心却远离我他们敬畏我不是领受人的不过是领受人的丰富所以我在这百姓中要行奇妙的事就是奇妙有奇妙的事他们智慧人的智慧必然消灭聪明人的聪明必然隐藏第十三节特别讲的特别的 警戒
Verse 13 it gives us a very clear picture
不单只是扫罗了整个以色列百姓都是这样
It was not only Saul but the entire children of Israel
嘴巴都很亲近我
That their mouth were close to God
但是心里面呢却远离我
But their hearts is far from God
这个是我们值得提醒自己有没有那么糊涂呢
So this we can use this to reflect on ourselves Are we this foolish?
到底我是为了谁
Who am I serving?
再来扫罗的第三个糊涂是什么
And what is the third foolishness of Saul?
他以为推卸责任就可以帮助自己脱离麻烦
He thinks that when he pushes the blame He could push the responsibility
这个也是很糊涂的想法
And this is a foolish thought
我们看回来撒母耳记上的第十三章
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter
13 第十一节
Verse 11
你看他怎么样来回答撒母耳的话
So we can look at how he answered Samuel
撒母耳就问他你到底做了是什么事
Samuel asked him what have you done
十三章十一节这个很好回答嘛就是我献了祭我错了
This is an easy question because he can just say that I have done an offering and I'm wrong.
他也没有直接这样讲。
But he did not say this.
你看他怎么说。
What did he say?
他说我呢看见百姓离开我了。他第一就是百姓的问题百姓不应该离开我了。
His first problem is that he saw the people scattered from him.
第二呢就是你就是撒母耳。
And the second is that you did not come.
你约好的要所定的日期来的结果也没来。
That you did not come at the appointed time.
撒母耳迟到他这次还迟很多
And Samuel was late for 7 days
不是迟到七分钟迟了七天
He was not just late for 7 minutes for 7 days
这是你的问题你那么迟
So it was his problem that he was late
再来呢菲利斯人又在聚集在旁边了准备要打我们
And then the Philistines gathered together around him
你看 他能够赖的人，能够推的责任都推得干干净净。
So he pushed this a blame to everyone.
百姓也不好。
The people were wrong.
撒母耳你也知道。
And Saul was, Samuel was late.
敌人已经聚集好了。
And the enemy is already here.
他就没有直接，他就没有差一点，就连神也怪，他也不敢。
So he, but and yet he, but he didn't blame God.
大概也只有这种想法。
But maybe
不敢讲出来。
But maybe he already had the stump, but didn't say it.
就是为什么我犯错，就是因为大家都不对。
So why have I done wrong? Because everyone else is wrong.
就算我有错，也是因为你的错害我犯错。
And my mistake is because of other people's mistakes.
哇，我们不要笑扫罗，我们有时候是不是这样？
So let's not laugh at Saul because sometimes we are like this.
有问题我们都怪别人。
When there's problem, we blame people.
为什么脾气不好？就你害我脾气不好了。
Why is our temper not good? Because you're not good.
你害我心情不好，我才骂你。
Because you caused me to have bad temper, so I yell at you.
为什么不好？父母不好啊。
Why is it? Why am I wrong? Because my parents are wrong.
配偶不好啊。
My spouse is wrong.
教会的同工不好啊。
The church's coworkers.
教会不好啊，弟兄姐妹不好啊。
The church and the members are wrong.
长子传道负责人都不好啊。
And all the ministers are wrong.
哇，什么都不好，自己最好，自己最好。
So everything is wrong, but we are right.
这个就是我们有时候糊涂的地方。
So this is our foolishness.
有时候呢，把责任推给人呢，会让自己好过了一点。
Sometimes when we push the blame to other people, it makes us feel better.
但是在神面前呢，不能拿走我们的亏欠。
But in front of God, we cannot take away our responsibility.
别人有他的错。
Because everyone have their own mistakes.
但是他的错不代表可以掩盖了你的错。
But their mistakes cannot cover our own wrongs.
他的错，神会跟他直接计算。
God will deal with them for their mistakes.
但是你在神面前还是有你的责任。
But before God, we have our own responsibility.
神会问他说：“你是不是这样害他？”是啊，好，那你们也一半。
So God will say, "Is this really true? Have you done this mistake? So both of you are half."
在神面前，每一个 case 都是独立的。
In front of God, every mistake is an individual case.
在神面前，你赖别人也没有用。
So in front of God, when you blame people, that is useless.
所以有时候我们很糊涂啊。
So sometimes we are foolish.
我们会把自己的遭遇、这些苦难，或者是有一些不愉快的事情呢，就来推给别人。
So we sometimes blame other people for our difficulties.
然后呢，就把自己好像推得一干二净。
Sometimes it makes it seem like we are completely innocent.
其实这是最糊涂的做法。
But that is the most foolish thing.
因为这个是假象，是自己骗自己。
Because that is self-deceiving.
其实，在神面前，我们每个人都有亏欠。
But in reality, all of us are fall short in front of God.
最有智慧的人就是勇敢面对自己的亏欠。
The most wise person are the people who face their shortcomings.
他那个时候马上跪下来说：“我错了，还哭啊，痛哭流涕，悔改啊。”说不定会有多一次的机会。
But at the time, if Saul had knelt down and repented, then maybe he could still be saved.
这是典型的，他就推卸责任。
But he chose rather to push the responsibility.
之后呢，当然他就完推卸责任的人，就要在神面前承担所有的责任。
So.Because he pushed the responsibility in front of God, he had to bear all the responsibility.
推卸责任的人得不到神的怜悯。
Those who push their responsibility cannot receive the mercy of God.
所以这个是扫罗的糊涂啊。
So this was the foolishness.
那我们自己呢？当我们犯了错的时候
，So when we make a mistake,
你会告诉自己没所谓吗
？Do we tell ourselves that it is okay?
你会告诉自己是他害我
？Do we say that it is because they caused me to be wrong?
赖给别人，赖给环境吗
？Or do we blame our environment?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John,
第一章
chapter 1,
第九节
verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节
First John,
第八节
First John, chapter 1, verse 8.
约翰一书一章八节
First John, chapter 1, verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切不义。
Now, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
自欺啊，这是自己骗自己。
So, to deceive ourselves is to lie to ourselves.
啊，我没有错。
That we are not wrong.
都是别人的错。
That it is other people that are wrong.
你这样说都是骗自己。
When you say this, you are deceiving yourself.
骗自己的人是最笨的。
And those who deceive themselves are the dumbest.
所以扫罗呢，他做了这个错误。
So when Saul made this mistake,
没有马上的悔改
he did not immediately repent.
一直推卸责任
he kept pushing the responsibility.
结果在神面前就被弃绝了
Then in the eyes of God, he was rejected.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定会犯错
Brothers and sisters, we will make mistakes.
不但是过去有犯错
not just in the past.
现在可能也在犯错
but also maybe now.
将来也有机会再犯错
and also in the future.
但是我们要记住一件事。
But we need to remember one thing.
在神面前，我们要求主的怜悯。
Before God, we have to pray for His forgiveness.
求主的赦免。
To pray for His forgiveness.
啊，有时候对不起这句话好像很难讲，但是就是要讲。
Sometimes it seems hard to say I'm sorry, but we have to say it.
我错了这句话很难讲出口，但是就是要讲。
It is difficult to say that I am wrong, but we have to say it.
如果有勇气说出我错了这句话的人。
But for those who have the courage to say that I am wrong,
他就有勇气来面对一个新的自己。
Then they have the courage to face a new self.
就会有办法改过一些过去的错误。
Then they would have the way to change their wrongs.
如果连我错了这三个字的都讲不出来的人是懦弱的，是自己骗自己的。
But those who cannot even say that I am wrong, they are weak and they are deceiving themselves.
永远活在自己的世界里面。
They will forever live in their own world.
只能够悲惨的结局。
They will only face a pitiful ending.
最后我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
以弗所书五章的十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
17. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be unwise.
在属灵上面尤其是。
Especially spiritually.
扫罗呢，他有他天生的优点。
Saul had his natural talents.
他长得高大英俊。
He was tall and he was good looking.
也有些能力。
And he has some ability talents.
但是呢，做王第二年就糊涂了。
But on his second year, he became foolish.
他对神呢，没有一个敬虔的认识。
He does not have a reverent knowledge of God.
自己以为做了王了就不一样了。
He thinks that once he becomes king, he becomes different.
所以呢，他以自己为中心，犯了很大的错误。
So when he set himself as the center, then he made many mistakes.
不单只这一章里面，还之后一错再错。
Not just in this chapter, but he made mistake after mistake.
一个糊涂会引起另外一个糊涂的决定。
One foolishness leads to another.
所以啊，不要说难得糊涂，糊涂最好一次都不要，能够避免的话。
So it's not just that it's okay to be foolish once in a while, but it's never good to be foolish.
如果真的糊涂了，马上悔改。
That if we are foolish, then we must repent right away.
马上醒悟过来。
That we must be awakened.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
55.
55.